Earlier this year, prison staff at the Danville Correctional Center removed about 200 books from a college and prison program's library. As Lee Gaines reports for Illinois Newsroom, a lot of the books are about race and some were children's books.
Visiting Day by Jacqueline Woodson. Only on visiting day is there chicken frying in the kitchen at 6 a.m.?
This is Rebecca Ginsburg. She directs the Education Justice Project, or EJP. That's a college and prison program at Danville Correctional Center in East Central Illinois. The program offers University of Illinois classes to incarcerated men at the prison. The children's book Ginsburg's reading is one of about 200 that were removed from the program's library inside the prison. It's about visiting an incarcerated parent.
And maybe Daddy is already up, brushing his teeth, combing his hair back, saying, "Yeah, that pretty little girl of mine is coming today."
Can I ask why you got so emotional?
I think that I got so emotional because the book is a children's book, but it was in our library, the EJP library at Danville Correctional Center. And to think about how many of our incarcerated students have read that book, thinking about their own children, and that the book is now gone, is painful to me.
Ginsburg says the prison's general library contains legal, some fiction, and nonfiction books.
But not anywhere near what would be required for a university student.
That's why Ginsburg says EJP created their own library with a collection of about 4,000 books. Ginsburg says they haven't had much trouble getting books into the prison since the program started 10 years ago. That changed last fall. Books like Uncle Tom's Cabin and Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, an American Slave, weren't allowed in. Then, in January, Ginsburg says prison staff went into EJP's library and removed several boxes of books. The EJP students found out first.
And when I learned that the books had been removed, I felt a pit in my stomach. I felt sick.
EJP staff were forced to take the boxes of removed books back to the U of I campus. Ginsburg says she wasn't given a reason for the removal. So I asked outgoing Illinois Department of Corrections Director John Baldwin.
Somehow, a lot of books got into the institution without going through our review process. That was our fault. We let books in, and some of them maybe shouldn't have been. Some of them are very good books.
Multiple emails between EJP and prison staff show that at least a portion of the books removed from the library were approved by prison staff to enter the facility. So how did prison staff at Danville know that these books didn't get reviewed? I asked Baldwin.
I don't know how the facility found that out. I have no idea.
Ginsburg, however, doesn't buy the review explanation, and neither does Michael Tafoya. He's a former EJP student. I met with Tafoya at the EJP offices on the U of I campus. That's where the removed books are now. We went through them together.
So I see a title up from Savory, Race Matters.
Tafoya and Ginsburg say race is really the issue.
It seems like there's a theme, even though I haven't gone through the boxes. What are they afraid of?
I asked Baldwin why some books aren't allowed in the prison. He referred me to their publication review policy. The policy says material may be barred from a prison because it's obscene or encourages violence. Tafoya says these books didn't cause riots or fights, but he thinks there's a reason prison staff don't want prisoners reading them.
If people like me that come from poverty-stricken neighborhoods learn how to be much more and value ourselves, we're going to be less likely to be breaking the law. And if that happens, then less people are going to go to prison. Less people go to prison, then that means there's going to be less prisons. That means that a lot of people are going to be out of jobs in the future.
Ginsburg says the prison will allow her to submit the removed books through another review process. That's something she plans to do. Meanwhile, Ginsburg and other advocates for education in prison are launching a campaign to get more transparency around how books get into prisons. They plan to lobby lawmakers to pass legislation to ensure something like this won't happen again. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.